Spin 103.8. This is Spin Talk with Lauren. Okay, I want you to get involved in the conversation now because a listener of ours is very upset. She has been ditched as a bridesmaid because she's pregnant. One of her oldest friends is getting married in May. She just found out she's pregnant. The friend was like, here, no, you can't be my bridesmaid anymore. So the boyfriend is kicking up saying, listen, we're not going to the wedding now if that's the kind of carry on. She doesn't know what to do. What do you think? Have you ever been in a similar situation? Like, would you ditch a bridesmaid because she's pregnant or she's going to be having a baby around the time of the wedding? Or would you be delighted? Is it kind of a blessing for this listener? I'm on 087 711 1038. You can text or WhatsApp. Journalist Aisling Keenan is on the line. Hi, Aisling.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Aisling, I'm not going to lie. Part of the asking you to do this today, not only because you're our love and relationship oracle, but also because you recently got married.
I did. Yes, I did. And I had 8 bridesmaids. So I know all of the bridesmaid stories.
Wow, 8 bridesmaids. Like, if any of them had gotten up the duff, Aisling, how would you have handled that?
Oh, my God. Like, I would have been nothing but delighted. And I think first instinct would have been to chat to them about, you know, depending on kind of the timing, I guess, of when the baby was due compared to the timing of the wedding. I would have, you know, I would have sat down with them and I would have been like, look, is this all okay for you? Is it like, will it be too much? Are you still really keen? You know, will you be self-conscious if you're really pregnant and you don't want to be in a dress? You know, I would have just basically sat down, asked the bridesmaid for their honest opinion, for, you know, their feelings, and made the decision then based on what they told me. If they had said to me, look, I'm pregnant, I'm going to be 8 months and 3 weeks on the day of the wedding, but I still want to walk down the aisle in front of you, I would have said, absolutely, that's fantastic news, and, you know, do what you got to do. So I personally would have sat down with the bridesmaid first and made the decision based on what they had said, but it seems as though the person who got in touch, it kind of happened the other way around.
Yeah, and is there this tendency sometimes, Aisling, to run away with ourselves a bit when there's a wedding on and it's all about me and I need to be the centre of attention, and like, she's really hurt her friend.
Yeah, no, and like, I mean, the thing about weddings is people do tend to get carried away, brides in particular, and, you know, I think the key is just, you know, just try not to be in Egypt, like, just try not to change your personality too much and go completely bridezilla on the whole thing, because, you know, at the end of the day, these people, particularly bridesmaids, they're there to help you, they're there to make everything better for you, they don't need to be taking crap from you the whole time. So, you know, I think, like, really, the girl who was getting married should have probably sat down with the pregnant friend and said, look, what do you want to do here, what's your preference here, and not just jumped to the conclusion that it'd be too much for her. Now, having said that, you know, the friend might genuinely think, God, this, I want to relieve her of the pressure of having to be a bridesmaid and also be pregnant and also be, you know, preparing to welcome a baby. Like, her friend might genuinely have made that decision thinking it was what was best. So, you know, she needs to probably check with her, like, why did you make that decision? Is it because you want the best for me? Is it because you think I'll be under too much pressure? Or is it because you don't want me looking pregnant in your wedding photographs? You know, there could be a really, really selfless reason behind it, but there could also be an underlying motive. So I think, you know, if she kind of talks to her friend and sees why the girl made that decision, it might become clearer to her what she should do going forward.
Yeah, because look, they're old friends. This crack that the boyfriend is saying, well, we're just not going to the wedding now, you're so upset. It's a long way to go yet. They might have reached a middle ground by the time the wedding rocks around.
Yeah, and like, to be honest, I don't think the fella has any business. He's probably just thrown a wobbler because, you know, someone was mean to his girlfriend. And like, I can completely understand, because, you know, your boyfriend, your partner is there to be protective and to stand up for you and to kind of, you know, show that they're supporting, you know, whatever. But him, you know, throwing his toy at the pram probably isn't helping the situation. He should probably be like a bit more, like, still on his girlfriend's side, of course, but a bit more supportive maybe, and just be like, look, we'll do whatever you want to do. Maybe talk to her, you know, it might be a misunderstanding, et cetera, et cetera. He should probably just, in a way, keep out of it while also supporting his partner. Because I don't think him, you know, the last thing she needs, if she's in this dilemma with a really old friend of hers, the last thing she needs is her boyfriend, in, you know, in the back of her mind to be thinking, God, now he doesn't want to go to the wedding. And, you know, that's just causing her more stress, which she definitely doesn't need. Let's be honest, she's pregnant. She's also going to be a bridesmaid, maybe. So she doesn't need him to be kind of sticking his nose in. But what she does need to do, I think, is just sit down with the friend, I reckon.
journalist Aisling Keenan and beautiful bride. Always great to have you on the show. Thanks so much, Aisling, and congratulations.
Thanks, Lauren. Thanks a million.
Thanks so much. Aisling had 8 bridesmaids, she said. So she was like, look, I've been there. There's lots to be dealt with when you're getting married. And if one of her girls had announced she was pregnant in the lead up to the wedding, Aisling said, I would have been nothing but delighted for her. Can you understand maybe where this listener is coming from? She feels that, look, it might be a bit much for the girl that she has to be bridesmaid. One of her oldest friends has just found out she's pregnant. The wedding is in May. It's a long way to go to May. What do you think? Have you ever been in a similar situation? Maybe you have been a bridesmaid while pregnant. How did it go? Was it a lot of stress for you? Or would you have preferred if your friend had kind of made the call for you? Maybe you can give this listener some advice. I'm on 087 711 1038. You can text or WhatsApp. Adele is on the line. Hi, Adele.
Hi. Hi, Lauren.
Good to have you on the show, Adele.
Thanks.
You were at your sister's wedding when you were pregnant.
I was. My sister had asked me to be bridesmaid and I was pregnant. And I said, look, are you sure I'm going to be huge because it's near the end? She said, oh, no way. I don't care if we should wheel you up. You're coming. You're going to be one of the bridesmaids. So she just said, we leave your dress till the end. And so I had my dress made. And sure, the crack we had. Sure, the boobs were getting bigger and the bump was getting bigger and we were forever getting fitted. So we were all there, had a brilliant day. There wasn't a bother in me. I was up on the floor dancing. My mother was having a stroke, thinking you're going to end up we'd be getting the ambulance. But 7 days later then, I had the baby.
Wow.
Yeah, that's 15 years ago, but still.
And when you look back on the pictures, Adele, like, how do you feel about the day? Is it lovely to have the pictures?
Yeah, it's brilliant. And even still, like I say, when we're looking back at them, you know, I say to my son, see, you were there, you know.
Yeah.
But it was lovely because there was three of us, like, so she was like, no way, I'm leaving you out. You're coming. That's the end of it, you know.
Yeah.
So, sure, I had a ball and we all had a ball. It was great crack, you know.
It sounds like your sister, though, like, had her priorities straight. It was more important to her that you were there and you were okay and you were comfortable. Do you think maybe that's what this listener's friend is trying to do, but maybe she went about it in the wrong way?
Maybe. I hope so. I think, though, if it's your best friend, I don't think you'd really care whether they were pregnant or not. You'd be like, you're gone, that's the end of it. Like, is it an image thing? Is it, I don't know. Or maybe she does feel it's going to be awkward. Maybe fitting dresses, I don't know.
Yeah.
And we had no problem. Like, I mean, as I said, I got my dress made and it was the same as the others. And, well, we all had them made. But, and it worked out perfectly fine. Like, you know, unless she may be worried like that. It is something will happen and it'll take over or whatever, but
yeah.
I don't see why not if it's a healthy pregnancy. And
yeah, I mean, that's a really good point. If it's a healthy pregnancy, it's low risk, there's no reason why she can't be bopping on the dance floor come May.
Absolutely, yeah, of course. You know, like, I mean, you know, what else are you doing at the wedding? You know, you get in the car, you go, you're at the chapel, you're at the meal, you're sitting down, you're eating, you don't have to be doing nothing too strenuous anyway, you know. But like, even in the photographs now, when we look back, I mean, I thought I still look gorgeous, you know. And I still have the dress there, and it's, even though it's enormous, and we take it out every now and then, have a laugh. But you'd fit about 3 people in it.
Oh, gas. Adele, it sounds like you had a great day. Thanks a million for coming on.
Thanks, I love the show.
Ah, thanks. Bye, Adele. Now. Lovely to hear from you. Oh, that's so nice. Adele was pregnant, heavily pregnant, at her sister's wedding. And her sister was like, there's no way I'm doing this without you. There was three sisters and she was like, you're not being left out. And the baby arrived a week after the wedding. But as Adele said, I still looked gorgeous. I still had a great time. It's no stress. I wonder what is the reasoning behind this. Does she just feel it'll be too much for the friend? Or is it that she feels, look, the pictures are going to look mad? I remember hearing a story, someone telling me about a cousin of hers whose sister had said, no, you can't be my bridesmaid anymore. You're going to be huge in the photos. It'll look awful. Like, how would that make you feel? I'm on 087 711 1038. You can get involved by on text or WhatsApp. Aoife says, weddings are long days and she is probably thinking of you and your baby's welfare. Also, depending on how the pregnancy goes, you may not want to traipse around shops looking at dresses, organising a hen, etc. I wouldn't take offence at all. Go to the wedding and have a great time celebrating the biggest day of her life. This is the thing, and I suppose it doesn't sound like Adele's sister was very high maintenance, but maybe your friend feels, well, look, we're a good way out from the wedding yet. You're going to be pregnant for the entire run up to it. You're not going to be able to do X, Y, and Z. Won't if the hen is anywhere other than close by, she mightn't be able to go. I don't see why she wouldn't be able to go. But, you know, again, as Adele said, if it's healthy pregnancy, there shouldn't be any issues. But it might, you know, we don't know. Please God, it will be a healthy pregnancy. But that's my point, is that maybe this girl who's getting married, as Ashton Keenan said earlier on, it's her wedding. Maybe she's running away with herself a bit. And she feels, well, look, this bridesmaid won't be at my beck and call. And she won't be at my beck and call the day of the wedding because I won't be able to make the demands of her that I might be able to make of a bridesmaid who's not pregnant. Maybe is that the reasoning behind it? Have you been pregnant at a wedding? Maybe it was your own, or maybe like Adele, you were a bridesmaid. Do you wish maybe you hadn't been? Get involved and let me know. 087 711 1038. Pamela has been in touch. Hi, Pamela.
Hiya.
Pamela, you texted in. It's not about a wedding, but it's about another event that people didn't think you should go to because you were pregnant. Tell me a bit about it.
Well, when I was 8 months pregnant, my nana died, and I was very, very close to my nana. And the amount of people, like even at the hospital and stuff, family members, my aunties, and even my own partner wasn't very impressed that I should go to the funeral at all. And I was a bit disgusted. I was like, no, like, why would I not be able to go? And I'll never forget, my auntie kept on saying to me, yeah, big events are no place for a pregnant person.
What?
And I was like, yeah. And I was like, no, like, what's the big deal? The same with, like, this, with the wedding. Like, I don't see the big deal in it. But, yeah, and even a few of them pulled my mum aside as well and were kind of like, you know, no, she shouldn't go. And I was, and my mum was like, well, she's an adult. Like, she can make her own decisions.
Like, if, you know? If they, right, for if you had a difficult pregnancy and it was high risk and you were, as you said, very close to your nana, I would understand someone saying, listen, Pamela, this is going to be very upsetting for you. You know, you could do without. But just because they don't think pregnant people should be at big events, what is going on there?
That was a major deal with me. One of my she was an older auntie, but she kept on saying to me all the time, no, pregnant people shouldn't be at big events. And, you know, maybe it's an old-fashioned kind of thing.
I was just going to say, is it kind of like an old Catholic Ireland thing because, you know, you had sex to get pregnant? It's, you know, you shouldn't be seen. That is bananas.
But even when it was down to the grave, like, you're going down to the graveyard and, you know, it was like, oh, Pamela's going down to the graveyard. It was like a big controversy. I was like, oh, my God, like, what's the big deal? It was kind of like, you know, it was a definite issue, you know, and I was like, well, you know, she's me nana, like, this makes no difference, you know, to me. I want to be there, but people kind of frowned upon it. I'm not gonna lie.
Had your nana been unwell? Like, did she know that you were pregnant before she died?
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she was actually in ICU and stuff, and so just before she was kind of put asleep, for a better word, but I was in the hospital with her for most of the time. Then obviously she passed away for a couple of days later. But so she knew, like, there was no issue there, and she would have wanted me there. There was no question about it. If I hadn't have been there, then she would have been disgusted, you know. But that was the opinion of most people. Were just like, oh my God, like, what are you going to the funeral for? And I was like, because it's my nana. And they were like, there's nothing, you should stay at home because you're heavily pregnant. So I was like, no. I think I can go out.
Wow, that is really, really bananas. Thank you so much for sharing that, Pamela. Just you go, can I ask you, like, what your thoughts are on this wedding scenario with the girl? Like,
well, no, I don't agree. Like, I mean, she's pregnant. If that's your best friend, it shouldn't make any. If my best friend turned around to me and said, "Look, I'm pregnant," and she was my bridesmaid, I'd be delighted. I'd be like, "Oh my God!" And like another caller said, there, like, you know, you're in the wedding pictures. You know, and like, well, sure, come here. Actually, now that I think about it, my mum remarried when I was pregnant on my fourth daughter. I was 4 months pregnant,
Yeah.
And I was bridesmaid. And she liked that. I'd say to Erin all the time, look, you are there.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't see the big deal. I think it's just a quite a selfish thing. Maybe she just doesn't want her in the pictures.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't want her to steal her limelight.
Like, kind of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pamela, sorry, just before you go, someone has just WhatsApped in to say, Lauren, it's nothing to do with sex. It's considered bad luck. I'd never heard that.
I didn't know that.
No one said that to you.
But nobody said that to me.
They thought it was inappropriate, they were saying to you.
Yeah.
Mad. Pamela, thanks a million. Lovely to speak to you.
No problem.
See you now. Okay, thank you for that WhatsApp. I've never thought of that, of being pregnant at a funeral is considered a bad luck. Has anyone else ever heard that? And as Pamela said, that's not what people were saying to her. One of her aunties said, and I've written it down because I got such a shock, big events are no place for pregnant women. Your thoughts on that one? 087-711-1038. Okay, just get through a few more of your messages. Michelle says, I was 7 months pregnant at my own wedding. Trust me, she is doing you a favour. It's a long, grueling day for everyone involved. You'll have a much better time as a guest and you can sit down whenever you want, rest and arrive later and leave earlier. The bride doesn't want to be worrying that she's putting too much pressure on you in the day. Trust me, you will be glad of it on the day. Okay. I wondered, maybe, is the bride going to be a bit put out that she can't make demands of you because... you know, you won't be able to pull your weight as a bridesmaid. You know, some brides, like bridesmaids, have a lot to do on the day. I know others are more relaxed, but some brides will make a lot of demands at their wedding party. Catherine says, being a bridesmaid is a long day. I done it when my wee man was 2 weeks old. Oh, that's Catherine who we had on earlier on. Yes, her baby was 2 weeks old and she was bridesmaid for her friend. But Catherine's point was that it would have been harder pregnant. She's glad she had at least had the baby. Tanya says she is not taking her feelings into account. She's basically ditching her and making that decision for her, saying, oh, it's too much for you. You can't handle it. If she really cared about her friend, she would have kindly asked her friend, hey, it's a long day, a lot of work. Will you be okay with that? Or do you think it might be a bit too much for you? Rather than just saying it's too much for you and you can't be a bridesmaid. That's incredibly conniving, hurtful, and not at all sympathetic. Sarah says, exact same thing happened to me. If you feel you'll be up to it, then do it. I single-handedly organised the hen party with zero thanks. I would have been well able to walk down the aisle as I'd done everything else, but she doesn't want you as a bridesmaid. I'd advise you to stay at home and save yourself a fortune. I don't, like, they have been friends a very, very long time. I don't know if it's that easy just to not go. I know that's what our listener's partner is saying. I just don't know if she can't. I wouldn't not go to the wedding. Liz says, well, if she was a good friend, she would want her friend by her side. My thoughts are she doesn't want to ruin her pictures, which, before you all go mad, lol, I would totally disagree with if that was my case. Unless my friend herself thought it was too much for her, then I wouldn't stop her being a bridesmaid. So yeah, I would be let down by my friend and maybe not go to the wedding. She should have discussed it with her friend before making the decision. Well, we heard from Pamela and from Adele earlier on, who were both pregnant bridesmaids, and said they love saying to their kids, now look, you were there, like when you know they look back on the pictures. Lily says, it was a few years ago now, but my so-called best friend for years always said we'd be bridesmaids, godmothers, etc., for each other. Nope. I found out I wasn't a bridesmaid when another girl messaged me about the hen. My friend never even explained her reason why she never asked me, despite the groom having 5 groomsmen and she only had 2 bridesmaids. To this day, I'm still very hurt over it, and now she's 6 months pregnant, and I found out from Facebook. She never bothered to tell me over the phone or in text, despite always checking in with her. Wide berth, I think, should be kept from her day, as long as you will be upset and hurt thinking about how it should be you helping, etc. Now, Lily, I'm not trying to play down your hurt, because I feel it. But I do think we all say things as kids about who's going to be our bridesmaids and this and that and who we're going to marry, etc. It doesn't always go that way. And I think a lot of people find themselves hurt or put out at times when they assume that they're going to be in a bridal party. If you assume you're going to be someone's best man or bridesmaid and then they don't ask you, maybe, yeah, you feel you should have got a heads up. And I think that's another topic. I know we're kind of going off on a tangent. But I think you just should never assume it. You don't know someone's reasoning, and they don't have to explain to you why they're having someone and not having you. And I get that it sounds like you really miss her. Maybe it's worth sitting down and having a chat with her. But I do think sometimes, and we've had messages in about it before, people are disappointed they're not included in a bridal party. But it's not your day, and it's their decision to make, and you should never assume that you'll be included in it. sorry, that's just how I feel on that one. This listener says, I was a guest 3 times at weddings while heavily pregnant. Hated it. I was so tired that I left all of them early. There is no way I'd want to be a bridesmaid while pregnant. Well, there you go. A lot of people were pointing out that this listener might feel a little relieved that she doesn't have to be a bridesmaid at this wedding anymore because she is going to be wrecked. Now, we've heard from a few people who weren't too wrecked to be a bridesmaid, but that listener feels, look, you will hate it. You have dodged a bullet here. So there you go. That is it on Spin Talk today.